Rules when necessary. Welcome into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey guys, get out to Raymond Farmers Market tonight. It's barbecue night. And if you tell them you heard it on the Clay Edwards Show, or WYAB for that matter, they're going to give you free dessert with your food. Now, I know that contradicts what we're in here talking about health and fitness today, but it's okay to have a cheat day. Anson, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
It is okay to have a cheat day, and a barbecue and a free dessert sounds like a hell of a cheat day to me. And, of course, tomorrow night's catfish night, and Friday, Saturday night is steak night. And, hey, and depending on your diet, steak is A-okay. And so is barbecue, for that matter, as long as you don't put all the sugary sauce on it. So, and if they know how to cook barbecue, you don't need sauce. You do not need sauce. So, look, check them out, RaymondFarmersMarket.com and Raymond Farmers Market on Facebook. All right, Anson B. Walker. I love throwing a B in there. TheWalkerLifestyle.com. It is your online life coach, health coach, dietitian, the whole nine yards. And the big news is the app should be ready any day now. It's up for approval with Apple.
Yeah, it's probably tomorrow, and I'll get that out on social media. But I'm excited about that. Ross Jensen has worked his tail off on that, and we've added stuff to the website the last 2 weeks, and then that's going to all be accessible through the app. And it'll probably, you can probably get it tomorrow, and I'll get it out there on social media, and then we'll really blow it up next week.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. So, Anson, what you got for us?
So, the comedian I was talking about a while ago was Daniel Tosh.
Yep, Daniel Tosh.
He's hilarious.
And several people text in and say, what about Bill Burr? And, yeah, man, sometimes those Captain Obvious things are sitting right in front of your face and you forget to mention them. Yes,
yeah.
Bill Burr is not afraid of anybody either. And people are coming. The comedians are coming out of this wokeism stronger than ever, but there's some that will just never rebound.
And Joe Rogan's not afraid of it.
No.
Man,
but I'm going to be honest. I don't consider Joe Rogan a stand-up. I know he thinks he's a stand-up comedian, but if he wasn't Joe Rogan, I don't think he would be a stand-up comedian.
He's admitted his failures, which I appreciate that. I applaud him for that.
Yeah.
But his interviews on his podcast are the best.
Yeah, and he is the best interviewer, talker, podcaster, whatever you want to call it, in the world. But I still don't – I know he travels with Dave Chappelle, and he sells out arenas doing stand-up. But he's selling out arenas doing stand-up because he's one of the most famous people in the world.
I agree.
I don't think people are actually going to laugh. And, look, admittingly, I've only watched about a half of a Joe Rogan special. He may be the funniest comic in the world.
He's not.
But I don't think he is.
No, he just makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's why I like
exactly.
him.
Exactly. All right, Anson, what you got for us this week?
Yeah, so today I've got Choose Your Hard. Life is hard. Any way you slice it up, you've got to pick your hard. Marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Obesity is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your hard. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your hard. Communication is hard. Not communicating is hard. Choose your hard. Life will never be easy. It will always be hard. But we can choose our heart. Choose wisely. 90% of my problems in my life have been self-inflicted in some form, shape, or fashion. Every problem that I have mentioned, there's a solution that awaits you. Choose wisely. Everyone wants to be on the mountaintop, overlooking our world, breathing deep, relaxing, just taking it all in. But very few are consciously or daily putting in the extraordinary amount of work it takes to get to the top. I've had incredible ups and downs in my life thus far, and the good outweighs the bad by a long shot. But I think this is where we lose sight in life. I've grown the most as a man, as a heterosexual Christian man, through my failures. You see, in the low valley is where the grass grows and the water flows. It's where we grow as people, as leaders, as children of God. But you got to be willing to put that work, that effort, that fortitude, the humility, and most importantly, the 100% consistency on a daily basis to reach the summit. Most people aren't willing to do that 24/7, 365. And that's a fact, my friends. You see, here's the deal. Most people are not living. They are just merely existing. Most people are so scared about what others think about them, keeping up with the Joneses, whichever way the wind blows. Why? Because there's no conflict. It's the path of least resistance. Not me, my friends. I'll always swim upstream. I'll always respect myself enough to eat clean, work out, and be a servant of Jesus Christ, and try to be a flashlight in a somewhat dark world. I'm Anson B. Walker. I'm from Canton, Mississippi. And if anything I just stated offends you, that's your problem. I'm here to make a difference. God put me here to help you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually if you want it. But you gotta ask for help. I'm not a mind reader. Health and fitness is what I do. Well, let's roll. Clay.
Answer B. Walker. I got it. I'm having an idea as you were reading that. So, you know, I'm famous on TikTok now.
Okay.
So I'm a TikToker. Okay. I'm a celebrity.
Right. Nice.
And that kind of stuff right there does very well on TikTok. We need to get an Anson B. Walker. Okay. Or just, I'm using TikTok as a catch-all for social media videos.
I've heard of it. I mean, Well,
you got a huge following on Instagram.
Yeah.
You got, almost 100,000 followers, something like that.
Yeah.
That's massive, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't have 100,000 followers across all mine together. So golf clap in the studio. You need to be putting that kind of content in video, reading just like that.
All right, I got to get somebody to show. Maybe my niece can show me how to do it. I'm sure.
And post them videos to social media. That's the kind of stuff that goes viral.
Okay.
Good motivational, inspirational stuff like that. And
I got the office at 4:30 this morning, and man, I'm just that morning time is when I'm really sharp and crisp and clear. And I saw something I was reading, and I just kind of put that together. But it's the truth, Clay. It's man, life is hard. I mean, I'll never get up here and say it's easy. Dude, I'm 6 weeks into marriage. Marriage ain't easy. We had our first little dust up, you know, a week ago or so, and we're good. But
what did you do wrong?
I did not communicate on something, and it was clearly my fault, and I owned it, and I got to do a better job. But I'm used to being selfish and being by myself and being a bachelor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like a fish out of water, and that's my fault, and I'm gonna get better at it.
I'm glad you said that on communication. Because
mm-hmm.
that has been, you know, for a guy that is looked at as a communicator, I am absolutely terrible at personal communication.
I think a lot of guys are, Clay. I really do. I think women are much better at that than we are just in general. I'm not being sexist. I'm not stereotyping. But being with Tiffany now for about 3 years, I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better, and I've got a ways to go. But, dude, it's uncomfortable sometimes being that open of a communicator.
Well, you know, because I always when I have to say something that isn't rainbows and butterflies, I had to start it with because I have such a poor way of saying things that I may really aggravate Crystal.
Yeah,
I have to start with I'm not saying this about you necessarily. I do this too,
right?
You know, so don't take this the wrong way, but we need to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm trying to learn how to not just say, why haven't you done this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or whatever. Like, look, I haven't done it either, but how can we do this? How can we fix this together?
Yeah, like with Tiff, like, you know, I'm a guy. I'm used to smacking my brother in the nose. You know, that's how we do. That's not the way it is with girls. You know, and I'm learning that at a late age in life. And then, of course, you know, having two nieces, man, that's a different ball game. It just is. I'm used to, man, it was me and Matt and with the guys growing up. That's the way it was. And so I've got to get out of my Neanderthal ways, if you will, and do a better job of communicating in everything I do.
Yeah, me and my daughter have a strange way of communication. We just, when the other person picks up the phone, we just go straight into, how was it? What are you doing? Okay, talk to you tomorrow. You know,
right,
there's no bedside manners at all. It's just no pleasantries, you know.
Yeah.
But we get to the point.
Yeah.
You know, so I like having that relationship with my daughter because we can talk about stuff.
That's all. How old is your daughter?
20.
Yeah, dude, that's cool that you're at that point.
Well, you know, you try. it takes a while. I mean, for better or worse, that's where we're at. I like that, the choose your heart.
Yeah, yeah. It's, dude, man, I'm not going to sit here and say being in shape's easy. It's not. Man, look, you think I really wanted to get up at 3:30 this morning? Do you think I said super duper at 3:30 this morning when that alarm went off? No. I might have said a cuss word. But I put my grabbed myself by the ear, got in the shower, made some breakfast, got to the office, and here we are midway through the morning. So,
yeah, man, you know, you make a great point there. Like, choosing to be financially dependent is hard. You know, financially independent.
Independent, yeah.
It is hard, too. You know, I mean, I was at the shop till 10 o'clock last night. Had to go home, do some show prep, get back up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
I don't even know what time I went to bed.
Yeah.
But here I am.
That's right.
But you do these things because you wanted. I've heard somebody else say this. I don't know who to credit. Do today what others won't, so you can do tomorrow what others can't.
Exactly. I love that. I take it. But people ask me all the time, you know, what's the number one thing I can do at the gym to lose weight? What's the number one thing I can do at the gym to? The number one thing you can do is show up day after day after day, and it's called consistency. And that is the superpower that God has blessed every one of us with. It's called diligence. But most people don't tap into it, Clay. Most people can do it for a week. Most people can't do it for a month. And I see it time and time and time and time again. And that's one reason that, look, I may not finish first, but I'm dang sure not going to be last because I'm consistent. And that's just what it takes, man. My decisions tomorrow that I'll do, I'll get up at 3:30 in the morning, that's all been made 10 years ago. Those decisions were made 10 years ago, what I'm going to do the rest of the week. I don't even think about it. It's just a reaction. You know, it's a habit. And that's what I'm trying to get my people to see long term. It's the stuff, the work I'm doing now, I'll see the results 2 or 3 years from now. The stuff you're doing right here on this radio program, Clay, you're going to benefit 2, 3, 4 years from now. That's how it works, man. There's no shortcuts.
Discipline beats motivation.
Every time. Yeah. Discipline gives you freedom. It really does. But you gotta hump, bust it. Consistency every day.
Yeah. If I can give anybody any advice, if you're starting something new, whatever it is, a new job, a new habit, a new hobby, a second job, whatever it is, physical fitness, I mean, that's always the big one, right?
Yeah.
Or you're starting a podcast or whatever. Stay consistent, be disciplined, and just keep doing it. Do it on the days you don't feel like doing it.
That's right.
Because those are the ones you'll feel best about having done it when you're done doing it. That was a lot of do's
I
and
love
don'ts
that.
Right there.
Dude, that's our language right there. That's Madison County. Is her.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let's take one call real quick before we take this break.
All right.
Hey, you're on there.
Hey, Facebook killed my comments about fighting crime in Jackson the other day. They wouldn't let my comment go on. And all I said was that Jackson needs to take some of these cars that they've impounded and just put police in them, unmarked, let them ride around, and all these bump and carjacking attempts, they should be able to put an end to that.
That's a great point. You know, somebody did try carjacking an unmarked cop car a couple of weeks ago, and they caught a bullet. They tried shooting the cop, and I want to say the cop shot him. Was able. I know the cop shot back. I think he shot them, but they ended up arresting two people, and one of them got shot, or both of them got shot. Yeah, I know for a fact they got shot. So they are actually doing some of that stuff. So, but we're just not hearing about it on the news and whatnot. But yeah, it is happening, babe. Great call there, brother. I got to take a break real quick. Thank you for listening this morning.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back with Anson B. Walker to close out the show here on a lovely back into the Clay Edwards Show. We're joined by Anson B. Walker with the walkerlifestyle.com. That app's getting ready to drop. Hey, Anson, we got a great call during the break that we took off air.
Yeah.
And the caller said, you know, Clay, we need more men to stand up. And he goes, I've always been a little scared to do it because I thought I didn't want to be judged by men. He said, but people bring up my past and this, that, and the other. He said, but God's already forgiven me. What am I afraid of? He said, I'm going to start standing up more, long story short. And I said, man, that's exactly why I get on here. And I tell y'all all about my faults, my past addictions, just all my problems, going to jail. There's nothing off limits when it comes to me. Because I'm not going to let somebody dangle something over my head and say, oh, you know, well, just wait till Clay says this. We're going to bring this up.
Right.
Because if I haven't brought it up yet, it's because I hadn't thought about it. But you get the gist of it. I've done a lot of bad things. If you can think about it, I've done it.
Yeah.
And some stuff I didn't get caught for. Some stuff I did. You know, but just figure I've done it. Yeah. And there's nothing you're going to be able to hang over my head. I don't do that crap no more. I mean, look, I still sin. I still make mistakes. But I own all that. I'm not up here trying to be something I'm not. I mean, this is Clay Edwards.
Yeah.
100%, you know, better or for worse.
That's so true too, man. We're forgiven by the grace of God. We are. And I have to do a better job of forgiving people when they, quote, do me wrong, you know, or say something bad about me. You know, it's going to always get back to you. And be bigger than that. Man, you know what I care about? I care about what my wife thinks about me. I care about what my brother thinks. You know what I'm saying? I care about what the good Lord thinks about me. And that's a short list, Clay.
Yeah, my pastor just texted me and said he wanted me to go on this trip thing this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I actually don't have any plans for the weekend. Well, I do Saturday night at my birthday. So, but those are the things. Yeah. Like, you know, but try to be judged in the eyes of the Lord and the people that love you.
Yeah.
And do them right, and everybody else can, they'll figure it out.
I just know this, man. I can't ever judge anybody because I know the stuff I've done. And I just don't, man. I'm just not, my pay grade isn't that high. That's above mine.
So. Anson, you got about 10 seconds. Okay. How can they beat you?
Anson B. Walker, 601-927-3208, 601-927-3208. Send me a text. Let me help you health-wise. Let me help you physically, mentally.
TheWalkerLifestyle.com. Jim Thorne up next. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.